Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kratos of Sparta, full-time dad and part-time god of war, is very strong. Strong enough to punch out minotaurs, in fact. But don't let Kratos' raw power overshadow the fact that he's also kind of a clever clogs. I'm Si for WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 times Kratos was a genius. Number 10, accidentally discovering Baldur's weakness, God of War 2018. This move from Kratos has to go at the bottom of the list because he basically discovers it through blind luck. However, we're going to call it a moment of accidental genius, which he and his son Atreus capitalize on to defeat a god who is blessed with invulnerability to all threats, physical or magical. Through the first of the Norse God of War games, Baldur is an inescapable menace. He's the first and last boss you face in the game. Granted invulnerability by his mum Freya, he can seemingly be neither hurt nor killed, but the blessing works too well. Baldur is so well protected against the outside world that he cannot touch, taste, or even smell. When Baldur tries to take revenge against Freya for his joyless existence, Kratos and Atreus already know he's invulnerable, but they still decide to try and stop him. However, victory comes from a lucky break when Kratos had used an arrow to fix his son's quiver earlier. He'd inadvertently used an arrowhead made of mistletoe. Baldur's one weakness. As Baldur strikes Atreus and cuts his hand on the arrow, the protective charm fades away. Number 9, using Megara's strength against her, God of War Ascension. In this prequel to the main God of War series, we begin the game with Kratos in his most dire situation yet. Captured and chained, endlessly tortured by the Fury Megara for daring to break his oath to Ares. But you can't keep a good god down, and despite his pain and fatigue, Kratos comes up with a plan. Even with all of his strength, Kratos cannot break the pillars that hold the chains around his arms, but perhaps his jailer can. As the Fury Megara continues her assault, he swings the chain into her way, trapping her, and using her struggles added to his own strength, he manages to tear free from the wall and make his escape. This isn't the only time that Kratos turns Megara's brute force attacks against her, either. When her insect monsters possess the body of a giant Hecatoncheires, Kratos manages to leap onto the creature's hand and force it to strike itself, both incapacitating the giant and giving Kratos a ride up to where Megara was hiding. Number 8, Dragon Wrangling, God of War 2018. Would the relaunch in the series even be considered a God of War game without at least one giant monster? We think not, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you agree. The first game in the Norse saga continues the tradition, pitting Kratos against a raging lightning dragon. The ensuing battle has it all: pulse-pounding attacks, struggling out of a monster's jaws, and a truly genius move to finish the fight. To slay the dragon at last, Kratos uses his surroundings to spectacular effect. He drops a gigantic metal crane on the dragon's head, then uses the crane's claw to drag the beast down, impaling it on a rocky outcrop. But this is no ordinary rock, it's a kind that the player has seen before. Thanks to Atreus' magic arrows, Kratos already knows that this rock explodes on contact with lightning. As the beast prepares to spew its final thunderous breath, the entire outcrop explodes, killing the creature from within. And once Kratos jumps back to ground level, all he has to do is stand and look menacing as the creature's body falls at his feet. Seeing Kratos at his most violently creative reminds us just how skilled a warrior he is. Number 7, rematching Zeus before the fight even happens, God of War 2. This genius move from Kratos sees him fixing a big mistake he made in the past. Earlier in God of War 2, Kratos had poured his godly power into the Blade of Olympus, leaving him mortal. Only for Zeus to stab him with the blade when he refused to swear fealty. Now consigned to Tartarus, Kratos seemed helpless, but he's never helpless for long. After a lucky save from Gaia, Kratos begins his journey to the Sisters of Fate, three magical beings who weave the threads of fate and control destiny. Upon learning that Zeus destroyed Sparta while he was dead, Kratos becomes even more determined to reach the sisters, intent on asking them one thing. They must change his own fate by changing the outcome of his battle with Zeus. As is the way with God of War stories, the Sisters of Fate are somewhat less enthusiastic about helping Kratos, and a fight begins. After a mind-bending exchange, Kratos manages to steal the Loom of Fate and returns to the moment Zeus betrayed him, winning the rematch before the first fight had even taken place. Paradoxical, but clever. Number 6, Blinding Persephone, God of War, Chains of Olympus. God of War Chains of Olympus is a special installment in the series for many reasons. It's the first God of War game to be released for PSP, for one, and it also has what might be the saddest QuickTime event in any video game ever. But one of the things that makes the game really special is the skill and creativity on display from our favourite Spartan. The boss fights in this game often require the player to use special tactics to overcome Kratos' foes, and the final boss is no exception. In his battle with the goddess Persephone, Kratos has to pull out all of the tricks he learned earlier in the game, dodging under and over Persephone strikes, hurling her own projectiles back at her, and picking the perfect opportunity to attack. But even then, the Queen of the Underworld threatens to overwhelm him until he remembers his Greek myths. Using his polished shield like a mirror, much like Perseus did against Medusa, Kratos directs Helios's blazing solar flare directly at Persephone, dazzling her and forcing her back. Yet another brilliant example of Kratos using his surrounding.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Outboxing Heimdall, God of War Ragnarok. We've seen Kratos use his surroundings to great effect earlier in this list, but he's not just a master of improvisation, he's also blessed with perfect fight IQ. In the battle against Heimdall, we see Asgard's most irritating watchman lose his cool as Kratos flawlessly outstrikes him, and boy, does it ever feel cathartic. At the start of the battle, Heimdall is as smug as ever. Blessed with realm-spanning vision, he can see his opponent's intent a split second before they strike. He uses to dodge and weave through Kratos' attacks, mocking him all of the while. Even the magical spear Dropnir made by Kratos' allies for this very battle doesn't seem to faze him, but Kratos has a plan of his own. As the ghost of Sparda and Heimdall trade blows, Kratos begins luring the Arrogant God in closer with slow looping haymakers, then gradually switches up his rhythm. Heimdall, still too cocky to figure it out, has no idea why he's suddenly missing the timing on his dodges, until Kratos feeds him a big right straight to the face. Seeing the disbelief on Heimdall's features, you can tell that what Kratos just achieved was a feat of genius. Number 4, teaching Hermes to mind his surroundings, God of War 3. Anyone who has played the God of War series knows that Heimdall isn't the only untouchable god Kratos has fought, and he's not the most interesting either. That title falls to Hermes, god of speed, messengers, magic, and apparently god of smack talk as well. In God of War 3, Kratos finally battles the messenger of the gods while scaling the chain of balance. When a few divinely inspired taunts land a little too close to home, Kratos takes the bait and charges after Hermes, only for the fleet-footed god to leave him in the dust. Even when Kratos thinks he's managed to catch up, he discovers that Hermes slowed down deliberately, so he could lure the Spartan into a deadly game of cat and mouse through the Olympian Citadel. At this point, Kratos has figured out that he can never outrun Hermes, and soon after, he hatches a genius plan. Using a mighty catapult, he shatters a pillar, one that Hermes was about to land on, and losing his balance, the irritating god is pinned by the column as it collapses, so that Kratos can catch the scornful Olympian at long last. Number 3, swiping Hercules' gauntlet, God of War 3. In the dramatic conclusion to the Greek saga of God of War, Zeus hurls wave after wave of Olympians at an enraged Kratos to slow him down. At this point, seeing the destruction he's caused, most of Kratos' opponents either fear him, or fear what he'll do to the world if they don't stop him. But to the ghost of Sparda, this is just another labour. Enter Kratos' brutish half-brother, Hercules. From the beginning of the fight, it's clear that Herc is not intimidated by Kratos. In fact, he thinks his position as the God of War is purely down to Zeus' nepotism, and seeks to use Kratos after killing him. He backs up his arrogance with immense strength too, and it seems like Kratos' weapons barely even hurt him. But if Kratos' weapons won't do the trick, perhaps Hercules' will. One by one, Kratos swipes the Nemean Chestus, magical gauntlet shaped like the head of the Nemean lion. Blessed with their strength, Kratos can match Hercules blow for blow, and when Hercules shatters the arena floor, Kratos manages to turn it against him, pinning him beneath the rubble before pummeling him to death. Number 2, making the fates reflect on their actions, God of War 2. Earlier in this list, we covered Kratos stealing the magic loom from the Sisters of Fate so that he could travel back in time for a rematch of sorts with Zeus. In this entry, we'll discuss how he got it, because that battle also saw Kratos use some weird and wonderful tactics to punch the Fates across time and space. In the fiercest fight with the Fates, battling Atropos and Lachesis simultaneously, Kratos is hurled all around his own history. Crossing his own timeline with enough audacity to make a Doctor Who fan shudder, Kratos fights Atropos on top of the gigantic Blade of the Gods, while a past version of himself is still wielding it. Finally, he manages to wrestle Atropos back into the present, and in doing so, he realizes the key to their power. They both left and returned through a portal in the shape of a mirror. After a tense exchange, Kratos tricks one of the Fates to fly into her own sister, giving him a chance to throw both of them into the mirror. Before they can portal out, he shatters it behind them, trapping them outside of time. Brutal. And number 1, earning Freya's trust, God of War Ragnarok. By this point, it's clear that Kratos is a true genius when it comes to fighting, but in this last entry, he shows us the truest meaning of wisdom, defeating an enemy without having to fight. Through trust, honesty, and compassion, Kratos makes peace with the veneer goddess Freya, turning a sworn enemy into a trusted friend. Of course, the road to peace is often harder than simply winning through violence. When Kratos kills Baldur to save Freya's life, he's still killing her favourite son, and despite his good intentions, it's easy to see why Freya swears vengeance against him. Yet despite her repeated attempts to kill Kratos and his son Atreus, they fight only to defend themselves, knowing that she's not truly evil like the Aesir. Finally, Kratos sees a chance to do some good for Freya after the harm he caused her, helping her to undo the curses that Odin laid against her. After the two defeat Yggdrasil's guardian, the fearsome Nidhogg, and undo the curse, Freya reluctantly accepts Kratos and Atreus as allies. As the war against the Aesir continues, they eventually become friends, proving that trust is a powerful weapon indeed.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.